Bob Dolan, I have been doing this work since 1995, and this is kind of a short summary of some of the things we've observed about varroa mites and viruses. There's a good list of viruses that are known that attack the honeybee carried by varroa mites, and the list keeps changing. I used to memorize it, and we keep getting changes, and the names change, the viruses change, and it current time we have one that's called Israeli Acute Paralysis Virus, IAPV, which has caused a lot of damage to bees around the country and around the world. Let's see, I thought I changed it. About 15 months ago in Australia, they found that bees being brought from Australia had this virus present, IAPV, but there's no varroa destructor in Australia so far, knock on wood. This virus is generally innocuous in Australia, does not cause CCD or colony death. But when they had package bees brought to the USA a couple of years ago for almond pollination, when these were infested with varroa mites, IAPV was lethal to the Australian honeybees. And the question is why? A lot of researchers jumped on this and they thought, well, this is the source of all CCD, IAPV, this virus. The Australians were miffed, and for good reason. They later found this virus to be widespread in the USA and to have been here for years. And what's going on? How do viruses, other pathogens, enter honeybees? Basically, through the midgut, in the larva, or in the adult. How does a varroa mite spread viruses? By direct feeding on the pupa, through the ventral surface of the abdomen, or by direct feeding on adult bees under tergite 2. Or by workers cleaning up varroa fecal pellets from the upper surface of brood cells. In the first case, the virus goes directly from the mite into the hemolymph of the bee, bypassing possible immune responses in midgut cells. This direct inoculation of the virus into the hemolymph, I think, is one of the major reasons it's so virulent in the bees. No deaths in Australia, certain death in the USA. And why such a difference? Back in 94-95, we had a raging, rapidly spreading epidemic of varroatosis. It resulted in a severe decline of colonies, wipeout of all feral honeybees in the state of West Virginia, also in Maryland. We had incredible symptoms at that point. We called it PMS, for parasitic mite syndrome, but that didn't fit right. Ladies objected to that. And so we switched to BPMS for bee parasitic mite syndrome. Bees were hit by numerous pathogens, pests from wax moths to chalk brood to viruses, and all feral colonies in West Virginia were killed. We had relatively innocuous virus diseases prior to the epidemic. Afterwards, the viruses were extremely lethal. We saw foragers so weakened by viruses, we thought at this case it was chronic bee paralysis virus, varroa enhanced, that these foragers were walking out from the beehives. They could not fly, but they were walking out to their forage plants, and of course they never came back. Even a small number of varroa mites can enhance viral pathogenicity among many beehives, making the virus or viruses a lethal entity for the colonies. And I think that's true today, and it has been since we had this thing invade. Since 1996, Bob and I say I there, but we have not had any trouble with viruses. And why is that? We use three methods to produce healthy bees and keep them healthy. Number one is honeybee healthy. A lot of people around the country call it snake oil. And I don't care what they call it, it works. It's a very simple solution. Spearmint essential oil, lemongrass essential oil, and lecithin. That's basically all it is, a little bit of sugar and a little bit of water. And there's a new book that came out last year on mints, and they have a lot of information in there about the medical properties of mints. And I think the spearmint oil is acting similar to what Tamiflu does and other virus infections. Number two, grease patties with wintergreen. This helps with reducing influx. And most beekeepers don't know what influx is or what's going on there, but colonies die out. When the colony dies, the workers don't die. The workers take off and abandon that hive. And they can go, I believe today, as far as 7 or even 12 miles away from that die-out colony to find a strong colony to join with. When they come in, they bring mites, they bring viruses, they bring pathogens. Grease patties stop these things coming in, especially the mites. The grease plugs up the breathing tubes of the mites, and the wintergreen is an incredible irritant to the varroa mite. Kills a few of them. Number three, 50% formic acid paper pad fumigation. Bob developed this in 2007. In March, we started doing treatments in March. By the end of the year, we had it finally tuned. We put on a simple pad anytime during the day, take it off the next day. We've killed, on average, 97% of the varroa mites within the sealed brood cells, not on the adult bees. 100% kill on the adult bees, 97% kill within the sealed brood cells. So this is a picture from Florida. We did some work in Florida for a year. We had a grant from Jerry Hayes there, University of Florida, in the Florida Department of Agriculture. But the last time we used the paper pad was in April of 2007 in Florida. Our grant ended May of that year. And we had crews that came in and helped us work. A lot of these were commercial beekeepers trying to find a way to stop death of colonies. And they would help us do the assay. When we treat beehives, we assay by going through 100 sealed drone cells per colony. And if you're doing a treatment of 20 colonies, 100 each, you've got 2,000 cells that have to be opened and the data analyzed and recorded, and we do that the next day. So we had teams of as many as 3 or even 5 different groups of guys, one pulling the cells out, finding the drone cells, opening up the drone cells, pulling out the mites, and then the other recording the data that we got. And they helped us a lot, and without them, we would not have had the results that we got. This image shows exactly what we did with the paper pad technique. The two white things there, use the mouse. These are the paper pads. And that is very sensitive. Paper pads. And these were set on drinking straws that we got from McDonald's. And then there's a plastic saran wrap that goes over from the front to the back. That one sheet of saran wrap goes over 2 hives. This hive here in the front and a hive in the back. You can see the roll of saran wrap there in the back. We leave a 3/8 inch border on each side as a bee way for the vapors to go up into the upper chambers. Like this one's already been done. This is honey above the brood nest down below. Vapors go up in here and kill the mites on the adult bees. Gives you a more complete control. The entrance is reduced down here. You see the white arrow, by just a sheet of piece of paper and a duct tape on there. Now we use this method because large beekeepers can't afford to be going back and back and back to their colonies. They can do this when they're changing boxes, putting supers on their hives. The bees can remove the paper pads, they'll chew up. We use candy now instead of the drinking straws, and we use freezer paper instead of the saran wrap. And then the bees will have all of that stuff removed in about a week. So they don't have to go back, and it saves them tons of money on gas and repeat visits to their bee yards. These are the results. Circled in red at the bottom, this was all of the major treatments that we did in 2007. Tried to open up 100 drone cells per hive, 96.92% mortality. When we use 50% formic acid, it acts as a true vapor. When they use 65%, 80% formic acid, the hydrogen bonding is so strong that there is no true vapor, but fumes act like a liquid, sink to the bottom of the hive and out the entrance. This was our control, on average 1.66% mortality in control hives. And some more control hives. And this is our F value, 4769.648. How does honeybee healthy stop viruses, Nosema, Serrani, chalk brood, and other pathogens? We're not absolutely sure. We just know that it helps our colony stay healthy. And we wiped out Nosema Serrani this summer. We had 10 hives. By the time we found it, it was a little bit late. We saved six of them, but four of them died out. But we use honeybee healthy drench, going in there and drench the brood boxes, and that stopped the disease. We think it disrupts normal transmission in the midgut, where the pathogen enters the midgut cell. I don't think those pathogens are able to detect the presence of the midgut, and they just keep right on going. Or it may disrupt the pathogen development in the midgut cells, but we're not sure what's going on there. But that spearmint is the major thing that we use. In the grease patties, the wintergreen is also very useful. I think personally that the USA is far behind in viral research in honeybees. How does varroa mite enhance viral virulence? What viruses affect honeybee? We really don't know yet how many viruses are out there. How often and in what way do honeybee viruses mutate? We hear of other viruses mutating and changing. I'll bet these things are doing the same thing in honeybees. Until our research catches up to modern capabilities, keep your bees healthy with our three-part Allegheny protocol. And those are our websites there. Mine's at the top, Bob's right below. And I've got a few copies of this protocol. It's about 5 pages long. If you want a copy, just come up and I'll give it to you. Thank you. How many keep bees in here? Are they still alive? I hope so. Spearmint essential oil and lemongrass essential oil.
That's just the two things?
That's all. Lecithin. So it will be emulsified into sugar syrup. We mix up 1-to-1 sugar syrup and feed that to the bees.
Does that mean you spray the whole colony?
Yeah, in regards to the drench with the honeybee healthy, during honey flow, the bees will not take the syrup from jars and feeders. We want to get it into the brood nest. That's where this stuff is active, into the larvae, into the adults. And so what we do is we leave a little strip open in the back. We can just go up with our wand, and we put 12 ounces into each brood box, and we just blow it in there, into the brood, between the frames. And it takes about 10 minutes to do 12 colonies. And it goes really quick, and then the response is fantastic when you do that drench with honeybee healthy. Any other questions? Snake oil, it's really good stuff.